Good morning, I'm John Sleggers. Last night, an information meeting was held by the Hinton Community School District over their proposed $11.9 million bond issue to support building improvements. Superintendent Ken Slater gave a short presentation followed by a question and answer session, and building tours also were held. Voters will decide on November 5 whether to approve the sale of bonds to finance a variety of updates in parts of the high school and middle school buildings. A 60% majority is required to pass the referendum. Plans call for replacing windows, security upgrades, roofing, improved electric and lighting systems, and construction of science, arts, and technical education rooms. Last November, a $16.1 million bond issue failed at the polls, and since that vote, the district reduced the cost of the project by $4.25 million and lowered the property tax rate increase from $4.05 to $1.02 per thousand. The measure also was simplified from four separate votes to just one. KLEM will air a special program next week, an informational interview with Superintendent Slater and Board President Kyle Hoefling. That will be broadcast on Tuesday, October 29, starting at 10:30 a.m. Plymouth County authorities were called Thursday morning to the site of a television tower near Hinton. The Sheriff's Department received a report of a young man who climbed the KCAU TV tower 3 miles southeast of Hinton. The TV station in Sioux City had to go off the air briefly because a 16-year-old male climbed the broadcast tower in rural Plymouth County. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office and Iowa State Patrol responded to the scene. A suspicious vehicle was found in the area. A deputy spotted a person on the tower at 1,500 feet. He was reportedly live streaming from the broadcast tower. KCAU cut the power to the tower in order to prevent possible electrocution of the teen. Sioux City Fire Rescue started a high-angle rescue at around 12:30. Plymouth County authorities were able to convince the teen to come down, and he met them at a platform over halfway up the tower, where he was brought down. Shortly after 1 p.m., the suspect and all rescue personnel were off the tower. The teen from South Sioux City, Nebraska, was cleared by medical personnel and was taken to the Plymouth County Jail. He was charged with trespass on a public utility, a Class D felony. The tower was built in 1965 and it stands 2,000 feet high. The pheasant season opens this Saturday, and DNR wildlife biologist Todd Bogenschutz says hunters will likely not duplicate last year's yield. It was one of the better years in the last two decades, with just shy of 600,000 roosters taken. The roadside survey shows the wet spring did have some impact on bird numbers, but Bogenschutz says there should be close to 400,000 birds taken. Most of the soybeans have been harvested, and a large portion of the corn as well. Bogenschutz says that will help hunters as they have better success when there are less standing crops for the birds to utilize for cover. The pheasant season runs through January the 10th. The emerald ash borer is now confirmed in all 99 Iowa counties, and the impact can be seen across the state. Entomologist Mike Kintner oversees the state ag department's efforts to battle the invasive beetle and says the ash trees make up half the trees in some communities. Kintner says preventive insecticide treatment is an option for healthy ash trees, but once they show severe symptoms like dead branches in the top third of the tree, recovery is less likely. Kintner said the damage is easiest to spot in the summer when healthy branches leaf out. And the Iowa Department of Transportation says you can now load your Iowa driver's license or Apple ID to Apple Wallet on your iPhone and Apple Watch. Once you do that, you can present the ID and Apple Wallet in person at select TSA checkpoints, including the Des Moines and Eastern Iowa airports. The virtual driver's license has already been available on Android devices. For more information, go to the DOT's website. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.